Excellent.
Like a leopard.
Like a leopard. Anybody else?
Like Vince Coleman.
Like Vince Coleman in, what, 1986, right? Was it 86? Mickey Rivers, no.
You're dating yourself.
Well, William McGee didn't. He didn't steal 60, 80 bases.
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson. Okay, here we go.
Anything in the world of Sheckers?
So we're starting with the Gamara?
What?
We're starting with the Gamara.
Yeah, we're starting with the Gamara. Yeah, after the Ricky Henderson line, we're starting with the Gamara, Amad Aleph. Okay, Amad Aleph. The Mishnah had said that we're not going to be Mazkir, Zichronos, Malchus, and Shofros, Shopuranos. While we do say, while we mention 10 psukim of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, we avoid psukim that have to do with negativity, right? Puranos literally means like punishment, but it refers to negativity, okay? The Mishnah also said, Maskel b'Torah Mashlim b'Navi, and Rabbi Yossi said, Im Hishlim b'Torah Yatza. We'll get to that Gemara in a little bit.
So where are we holding right now?
We're on the top of Lamed Beis. We're starting with the Gemara. I was just summarizing the Mishnah that had said, we don't say psukim for Malchus, Zichronos, or Shofros that are negative. What are such examples? Malchus. Kigon, Chai aninu Hashem Elokim im lo yibiyad chazaka v'zirona tuyo v'cham eshvuchem lo chaleichem. Hashem is swearing, essentially, that I will rule upon you, Klal Yisrael, with an outstretched hand and with wrath, with anger. That we do not want to mention. V'afagav d'amr Rav Nachman kol hai rizcha lirsach kuchabrichu alon v'lifru kinan. Halavai. Halavai that Hashem should be angry at us as long as it leads to pirka, as long as it leads to a redemption. So it's okay. If Hashem is mad at us, he's mad at us. If it leads to a redemption, then that should be a positive. So even though Rav Nachman said that, nevertheless, says the Gemara, Kaven de Barizcha Amor, since it is said with wrath, with anger, Ad Kuri Rizcha Barisha Salomed Al Kuri. Yeah, I can answer it. You can.
The brachos are different than the piyutim, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Right? Who fires the piyutim, that's important. The brachos are much more important.
Zichron, what is an example of Zikaron, which is negative, Kigon? Vayizkor Kibasar Hema. Hashem remembered that they are but flesh. The Jewish people are but flesh, and the pasuk goes on to say that he would destroy the Jewish people. Shofar, what is an example of shofar that is negative? Kigon, tiku shofar begiva. Blast the shofar in Giva. And again, the pasuk goes on to say that Shevet Binyamin was attacked by the enemies. Aval, however, if you're going to mention Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros psukim that have negativity relative to the non-Jews, Omer, that we're good with. And what would be such examples of that? Malchus, Kigon, Hashem, Malach, Yirgazuamim. Hashem rules, and his wrath is upon the people, the outside people, who Kigon. And another example would be Hashem, Malach, Olam, Vod, Avdu, Goyim, Yartso. Hashem rules forever, and he destroys or he makes desolate the goyim from their land, from his land. Zichron, what would be an example of a zikaron that is negative but has to do with the umos olam kagon? Zachor Hashem livnei Edom. Hashem should remember livnei Edom, the bnei Edom that destroyed. If you remember this, Al Naras Bavel that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. And he will ultimately seek retribution. Shofar, what is an example of shofros? Kagon, v'Hashem Elokim b'shofar yitaka. Hashem will blow with the shofar. V'halach b'saros teiman, and he will go b'saros in the gust, in the storm, to teiman southward, and he will destroy the non-Jewish people. Uksiv. Hashem Svakos Yagen Aleihem. Hashem should shield Klal Yisrael from the wrath that he seeks upon the non-Jews.
Again, these are the goyim that have treated Jews badly.
So. Yes. These are goyim that treated the Jews badly and therefore are deserving of such punishment. And those such psukim we are allowed to say.
We do say it.
Which ones do we say?
The last one we say.
Hashem Tzvokos Yogen Aleyem.
Very good.
Very good.
Didn't I?
The Gemara, I don't remember it. But thank you. It's interesting, the Gemara here gives many examples of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. It's mashma that even in our modern times we can substitute. I don't know if that's absolutely true.
but it seems like any of these psukim would work. Anyway, that is rule number one. Rule number one is anything that is negative, we're not going to say unless it has to do with the goyim. Rule number two, ein mazkirin zichron shel yachid. We do not mention zikaron that have to do with an individual. It's only if it pertains to the klal. Vafil letova, even if it's positive. Kigon, like for example, zachrini Hashem beretzon amecha. Hashem, please remember me with your willingness. Please remember me. So we can't say it's me, because me implies one. Ukagonim, for example, zachra li elokai letova. My God, please remember me positively. That's rule number two. So it can't be an individual. Rule number three. Pikdonos harehen kizachronos. If the pasuk says pikadon, since pikadon means zikaron, we can mention that as well. And this we'll see is a machlokes in the Tanaim. Kigon, for example.
I didn't understand, sorry.
The word pikadon. Pakod.
Which I know is a deposit, but...
No, that's one definition. One definition of pikadon is deposit. Another is pikadon is a remembrance. For example, Hashem pakad at Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah.
Okay.
That has to do with his remembering the fact that she was an Akara and she needed a child.
Is it a different kind of remembrance than a Zikaron then?
What?
Is it a different kind of remembrance than a Zikaron, or is it like a class when...
I don't know the answer to that, but it's at least according to the opinion that we'll see, that's Rabbi Yossi, it is Zikaron enough.
Okay.
This is reminiscent of a Gemara in Yod Aleph and Amud Aleph that we had, and Ayin Sham. We don't have time for it, but Ayin Sham. Ukigon, and for example, Pakod Pakadati Eschem. I have remembered you, right? This is Hashem speaking to about Klal Yisrael. I have remembered you and the bris that I made with your forefathers, and I will redeem you from the land of Egypt and from the Pharaoh.
So this is just going to tell us again. It's only in the plural, not the yachid?
No, this is the pakod. This is teaching you that the word pikad, that if the pasuk says pakod, which means remembrance, but it doesn't say zikaron, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's good enough. You can mention that in the psukim of zichronos. That'll work towards the pasuk of zichronos. Dear Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Aymer, Rabbi Huda disagrees. He says, Anakin Zichronos. No. You want a Zichronos? You got to say the word Zikaron. We're going to see as the daf develops, Rabbi Yehuda is extra stringent when it comes to exactly what qualifies for the psukim of Malchus.
He's like me. He's literal.
Yeah, he's very like you. He's very like you. I was going to say that he's exactly like you.
Okay.
Rabbi Yossi says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, Nehi nami the pikdonos, harehen ki zechronos. Yeah, I'll grant you that pikdonos are like zechronos. But Hashem pakar et sara, though, the pasuk Hashem pakar et sara pikadon ziyachidu. We said before, you can't have it bikaron anything that has to do with the yachid. We can't mention those. So how can you tell me, Rabbi Yossi, that since we can mention pikadon to substitute for zichronos, that I can use the pasuk Vashem pakad esara? That's an individual.
Yeah, but we had zichron zichron here, sukim that we can't use either because it refers to an individual.
Correct.
So both of them, both lashonis have it.
Anything that has to do with an individual we can't use. That's the Gemara's question. So why are you telling me Vashem pakad esara works?
So we can't use Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David, Moshe. All these names are thrown around and davening all the
time. Can't do it. It's got to be the klal. It's got to be referring to the klal. Yeah.
Wait, so who's the literal one? Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi?
You're the literal one.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay.
This question is on Rabbi Yossi. You, Rabbi Yossi,
Just saying you're breaking the rule here.
Well, Rabbi Yossi was the one who said that since we can use the word pikadon in place of zechira, we can therefore use the pasuk of Hashem pakad esara. The Gemara is challenging that and saying, yeah, but Hashem pakad esara is an individual. And we had said before that one of our rules was you can't mention a pasuk in Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros that has to do with an individual. So you're either way you slice it.
But that Baraisa quotes that pasuk in the name of Rabbi Yossi.
That's the question. How can Rabbi Yossi say...
He's like asking a question on himself?
This is not a question. He's not asking the question. The Gemara is asking the question on him.
Uh-huh.
The Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Yossi...
He's only trying to prove the lashon pakad.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. But he does say you can use the word kagon v'ashem pakad itself.
Yeah, he uses sarish as an example.
You can't. You can't use sarish as an individual.
He's not saying you can use that pasuk.
He's saying you can use that pasuk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I asked him, and he said that. Yeah. So, it's an advice. He says, the Gemara doesn't understand. Why is Vashem Pakad Asara acceptable? So the Gemara says, Kaven da Asu Rabbi Minah, Ki Rabbim Damya. The Gemara gives a squeaks out of this one and says, well, you know, the Pikadon that happened with Sarah was actually very pertinent to Klal Yisrael. Because of that Pikadon, she begot Yitzchak. And because of Yitzchak, the whole Klal Yisrael. So the whole Pikadon has, even though it's referencing directly an individual, since it blows up into a Rabbim, and a Rabbim benefits from
how
it.
How many individuals in Jewish history you can say that about?
All the others in the mosque. Sure.
Yeah, all the Abbas, all the Nevi'im, all the...
Synchronizer wants to do it with that with Daflam and Bezo and Bez. That is on the record.
What? Stavros and the mosque. Not all the Nevi'im.
That's very good, though.
I mean, it's how many individuals in Israel's history have
had? Now, here's an interesting one. There are two psukim in Tehillim that say the following. Se'ushar m'rasheichem v'hinasu pizchei olam v'yavo melech ha'kavod. Mi uze melech ha'kavod? Hashem izuz v'gibor. Hashem gibor milchama. Yeah, absolutely. It is in the liturgy. That's a very good word. Miuza Melacha Kavod Hashem Tzvok Svakosu Asushar Mashechem Musu Bizkhelam Yav Melacha Kavod Miuza Melacha Kavod Hashem Tzvokosu Melacha Kavod Sal. Now, in these two psukim, we mention the word Melech 5 times. The question is, 2 of those times, we're asking a question, Mihuza Melacha Kavod? Who is this Melacha Kavod? The machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is going to be, can we use the question, the melech that is part of the question, as a reference to the melech? Because we're asking who's the melech. So are we saying that counts towards a pasuk of the melech? There are 2 psukim here. The first pasuk is, Se'ushar m'rasheichem v'hinasu pizchei olam v'yavo melech ha'kavod, miza melech ha'kavod, Hashem izuz v'gibor, Hashem gibor melchama. Period. That is the first one. In that first pasuk, we mention melech 3 times, but 1 of those times is saying, Mihu ze melech ha'kavod. Does that count? Does that count towards our total, our need for a total of 3 malchios? And in the next pasuk, where it says, Se'u shor m'rasheichem, U'se'u pizchiyal olam v'yavo melech ha'kavod, Mihu ze melech ha'kavod, Hashem tzvaku ze melech ha'kavod sela. Again, we're asking, Mihu ze melech ha'kavod. Does that count? So the Gemara says, Rishona shtayim. The first pasuk counts as 2. Shnia shalosh. Divi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, they were going to count the question of Miza Melech HaKavod as part of our chiyuv for Malchios, and therefore you can count that even though it's asking who the Melech HaKavod is, it's not stating it. Nevertheless, because it uses the word Melech, it's acceptable.
You get 5 mentions.
We get 5 mentions. You get 5. You kill 5 birds with 1 stone.
It's a rhetorical question. It's talking about Hashem.
Well, so maybe Taka, that's what Rabbi Yossi would say. It's rhetorical, and therefore it's acceptable. But Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rishon Acha Shnei Shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, because we're questioning it and we're not stating it, so it's, you can't call that Malchios. We're asking who is the king. If the pasuk wouldn't go on to say who the king is, I wouldn't know who the king is, because that's the question. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not going to count that. Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah.
What?
It's a Shira. It's a refrain.
Right. That's what a riser is saying. Really, it's a refrain. It's a statement, essentially. It's a rhetorical statement. It's
like
yeah.
Okay, go on. You're in a riot from the song.
I think we've grown a lot over the past year, guys. This is very, very, very inspiring. Okay, yeah, we're at Zamru Elokim. You came at the perfect time, right? Where you really can't understand anything. Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru Lamaru Elokim Zameru, Zamru Lamalkenu Zamenu, Ki Melech Kol Aretz Elokim. Period. So the pasuk says Malkein, says it references Melech 2 times. Can we count that as 2 malchios? So, Shtayim, Divi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, it's good. The kick is up and it is good. Rabbi Yehuda says, ah, sorry, I don't know where that came from. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, achas. It only counts as 1. Now, why does Rabbi Yehuda say it only counts as 1? Because Zamru Lokim Zameru, Zamru Lamalkenu. That's a Malkenu. That's a reference to a Malkenu. Ki Melech Kola Aretz, when it says Melech Kola Aretz, that's referring to every, he's a Melech for everybody. That's the Melech that we want, Rabbi Yehuda says. But Malkenu is only saying he's a Melech for us. That's not acceptable for Malchios. Malchios is about being Mamlech Hashem as the Melech HaOlam. So therefore, we can only accept the second one, and that's the one that Rabbi Yehuda accepts. Rabbi Yossi says, no, anytime it references Melech is good enough. Okay. Vishavin. Everybody agrees, however. No.
The number of Pesukim, not the number of mentions of Malchus.
Mentions.
We get the 10.
Mentions. Vishavin, and they agree that in the following Pasuk, Bemelech Elokim al Goyim, Elokim Yoshiv al Kisei Kodesho, where the Pasuk says that Hashem is the Melech al Goyim, and he sits on his throne, Shehi Achas. Everybody agrees that only counts as one, because we're saying he sits, the Melech is all al Goyim, that counts as one, and when it says that he sits on his throne, that's not necessarily...
Elokim is not a Melech, Elokim is a judge.
Very good. So Elokim is not really a reference
Elokim
to Malchus.
Elokim is also the creator.
Yeah, so...
of the world.
Hold on to that thought, because when the Gemara ends, it's gonna incorporate that. Okay. You're making a good point. It's a good point. Okay, just hold on for about 7 lines. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, that's Malchios. Now, what about Zichronos? Zikaron sheyish bo trua. What if you have a Zikaron mixed with, a pus that has Zikaron mixed with trua, with a blast? Does that count as both Zikaron and Shofros? Can you use that pusuk to fulfill your obligation for both Zichronos and Shofros? Can you really read that pasuk twice? Once in Zichronos and one in Shofros. That's going to be the Gemara's question. Kigon, for example, Shabboson, the pasuk says, Rosh Hashanah is Shabboson, Zichron, Trua, Mikra, Kodesh. So you have Zichron and you have Trua. You got the Zichronos and you got the Shofros. It sounds good. Says the Gemara, Omra ima Zichronos, the Omra ima Shofros, and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, you can use that pasuk for Zichronos, you can use it for Shofros, Shalom al Yisrael. But Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no. Eino Omra ela ima Zichronos, Bilvad, you can only use it for Zichronos. Why? Because even though it says Teruah, Teruah is not a shofar. Teruah is a blast. And as we saw earlier in Gemara's, Teruah can reference Chatzotros. So it's Lav Dafka talking about Shofros. Rabbi Yehuda, who's Mr. Literal, says Trua does not qualify. This is your man. You found your man.
Yes.
You found your zivug. Okay? You found your zivug. This is Rabbi Yehuda. You found your zivug. I'll tell your wife. What?
He was probably an accountant, Rabbi
Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was probably an accountant. Okay, very good point. I think it's dead wrong.
It wasn't from LA.
What?
It wasn't from LA.
Is that what?
LA is the opposite, laid back. Anyway, let's go.
Malchus. What is an example of Malchus? Malchus Shiyishim al Trua. What if you have a Malchus mixed with a Trua? Kigon, Hashem Elo Kavimo, Utruas Melech Bo. Again, we got Hashem Elo Kavimo, Utruas Melech. So you got a Melech and you got a Trua. This is fantastic. Omrei ma Malchios, Omrei ma Shofros, Zim Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi again says, we can chop two birds with one stone. Actually, what he's saying really is, you can say it in the psukim of Malchios, you can say it in the psukim of Shofros, and you chop two. But Rabbi Yehuda again, Leshitasa, was going to say, no, Eino Omrei Ilei ma Malchios. The fact that it says Trua is, again, not a reference to Shofros, therefore you can only use the pasuk for Malchios.
Well, what do you mean? Those Trua, what means Shofros?
Trua means shofar?
Blowing.
Yeah? Blowing what?
Shofar.
Really? And not a chatzotros? Because we saw earlier in Gemara is that a trua can also refer... Could be. Is that from Yehuda says trua is not... What?
Don't you have both in Beis HaMikdash?
We did have both, but in the Mikdash we did. But outside the Mikdash we only blow shofars.
No, that's right. Outside. When is this talking about outside or inside?
Outside. Talking about even Bizman Hazeh.
Okay. I got you.
I'm very glad. Trua she'ini maloklum. What about if you have trua alone? Does that work for anything? So what are we going to say? Obviously, kagon yom trua yelachem, omri ma shofros di Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said it'll count towards shofros. Rabbi Yehuda oimer l'shitaso, Eina Emrelot Kol Iker. It doesn't work. Bechlal. You cannot use it. Why? Because again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Leshitaso, Yom Teruah means nothing. It doesn't reference Shofros because it could be referencing a Chatzos Rose. See, this is a lot of fun. Maska B'Torah Masha B'Navi. The Mishnah said, if you go back to the Mishnah.
Did it say Leshitaso in the Gemara, did it?
No, I just threw that in. It was my Chiddush. I spun it a little bit. You like that?
It's fine.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Okay, you're in the right place.
Okay.
You're in the right place. Okay. The end of the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph said, Maskil B'Torah Mashal B'Navi. When it comes to reading our psukim, you want to start with Torah, you want to end with Navi. But Rabbi Yossi said, if you're mashlim with Torah, if you end with Torah, you're Yotze. Now the Gemara is going to ask that and say, what? I mean, it won't say exactly what, but it'll say. Says the Gemara, Im Hi'ishlim B'Dievet In L'Chadchila Lo. Rabbi Yossi says, if you're mashlim with Torah, then you're Yotze. What does that sound like? It sounds like it's not L'Chadchila. Im Hi'ishlim B'Dievet In L'Chadchila Lo. L'Chadchila, you should not be mashlim B'Torah. Aye, but that's a problem, because V'Hatani, we have a brisa that says, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, HaMashlim B'Torah HaRezim Meshubach. If a person is mashim b'Torah, that is praiseworthy. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Yossi is only saying to be mashim b'Torah b'di'evit it works, when here he's saying it is praiseworthy indeed to finish with Torah? So the Gemara says, Ema, really what we're going to have to amend Rabbi Yossi's words entirely, and we're going to have to say mashlim. We're going to have to say that when Rabbi Yossi said im hishlim b'Torah yatsa, really what he means to say is mashlim b'Torah, period. And all the words of im and yatsa, take those out. So the Gemara doesn't like that. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Baha im hishlim katani. Now you can't say that because he said im hishlim and he said yotze. You can't start totally twisting around his words.
A lot of times the Gemara does that, twists around the words.
Okay. I will reference you to a Chevre Chabura what's his name, Joel Padowitz gave about the difference between a Mishnah and a Brisa. When it comes to a Brisa, the Gemara will often change the Brisa, yeah, because the Brisas were not edited post the period in which Mishnayos were canonized.
Right.
But the Mishnayos were very well edited. And so to say that a Mishnah is completely corrupt would be difficult. It would be difficult, and that's what the Gemara is saying here. But the Gemara says, "La'im hishlam katani deyaved lechachila lo." You can't say that. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar." What we're going to do is we're going to change a little bit of the Mishnah. You're right; the Mishnah doesn't make total sense. We're going to change it a little bit. Hachi kamar, maskil b'Torah. This is what
Rabbi Yossi. A little bit corrupt.
It's a little bit off.
Like the Prime Minister?
Hachi Amar.
A little bit corrupt.
Right, like the Prime Minister. What?
A little bit corrupt.
Hachi Amar or
Hachi Ka'amar?
Hachi Ka'amar. This is what he meant.
This is what he meant to say. Maskel B'Torah Mashlim B'Navi. The Tanakhama says Maskel B'Torah Mashlim B'Navi. Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Rabbi Yossi says, really Mashlim B'Torah. You should be Mashlim B'Torah, as he said before. Ve'im Hishlim B'Navi Yatsa. What he meant to say is that you should be Mashlim B'Torah, and if you're Mashlim in the Navi, then you're Yotze. So what comes out is, according to Rabbi Yossi, the preferential thing to do is Torah. Torah should be the last thing that's said, and that indeed is what we do. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that is our pasuk in Torah. That's Yotze, our chiyuv. And when Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah im hishlim b'navi, im hishlim b'Torah yatsa, he didn't really mean that. He meant im hishlim b'navi yatsa. Okay.
Should we do Torah first? Torah is the sandwich, the beginning and the end.
Torah is the sandwich.
Torah is the beginning. Torah is the end. Of Rabbi Yossi.
Torah is the sandwich. Okay.
Wait. It says mashlim b'Torah im hishlim b'navi.
Why?
Rabbi Yossi says that's the way it should be.
He says, im hishlim b'navi yatsa.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Tanya nami hachi, we have a bracelet to support this. Rabbi Lazar ber Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lazar, who was the son of Rabbi Yossi, says, Vatikin, the Vatikin, who are the Vatikin? So if you look at that little circle with the line across it, that is more than just a no smoking sign. That is a Gilyon HaShas, who says, the Anashim, Anavim, Umechavim, and Mitzvah. The Vatikin were the people who loved Mitzvahs.
Oh, is
it
Rabbi Yossi, Vatikin?
No, you were Vatikin. What?
This one?
Yeah, you don't have it. You know why you don't have it? Because you got all these psukim, you got a, whatever, you got a whole... You got a whole thing going on.
So
it's modern Orthodox.
Don't worry about it.
What? What?
It's there. It's just there a different way.
I don't think it's there at all.
His Masorah is different.
Anyway, Vatikin Hayim Mashlim in Osavatara, the Vatikin, the people who were Machabim in Asamitzvos, they would be Mashlim, the Asara, the Chiyuv for 10 Psukim with a Pasuk in Torah. Now, says the Gemara, Bishlam Zechronos for Shofros Ikatuva. When it comes to Zechronos and Shofros, there are many different Psukim that we can pick from. However, El Malchios, when it comes to Malchios, the three Psukim that we need for, or the four Psukim that we need for Torah for Malchios, plus Havu, the Havion. There's only three. Can you imagine that? There's only three Psukim that reference the Malchus of Hashem in the Torah. So, what are those three? Hashem Elokavi Mo, Utruas Melech Bo. That's one. The second one is Vayihi Biyushurun Melech. And the third one is Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Voet. There's only three. Va'anan Ba'inan Esther. But we need to get to 10. And if we need to get to 10, and you need to be Mashlim B'Toira, then you need a fourth one. How are we going to get a fourth one, according to Rabbi Yossi? How are we going to get a fourth one if there's only three psukim that mention the Malchus of Hashem in the Torah? So the Gemara says, no problem.
Did we say Bereshis before?
Amr of Huna, what?
Did we say Bereshis was one from the Torah?
Yeah. No.
No?
We did not. Where did we say that?
I'm telling you right now, we did. How go on, I'll find it.
Yesterday we talked about the word Bereshis.
Yeah.
Hashem Vayomer, it was one like Hashem
said. No, Bereshis itself.
Bereshis, we said, like is a mimer. We said it's a mimer.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
Nothing to do with Malchus.
He's not Melech. He's not a Malchus. It doesn't say Malchus in there. It's just saying a
mimer. Bereshis Elokim. What are you talking about? Bereshis Elokim. It is. Yeah, it must be more than the creators of Melech.
Vayomer Elokim. No, it doesn't.
Apparently, at least at this point in the Gemara, we needed to say Melech. We need to reference directly a Malchus. Baruch Shem Malchus Olam Voed is not a pasuk.
At this point, not for very long. The next thing we're going to say is Shema Yisrael Shem Malchus Olam Voed.
Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed is not.
It's not. That's just only.
Even though that's Tanakh. Where is that? Where is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed? That's not a pasuk in Tanakh.
Look up the Baruch Shem.
Which one? Tehillim, I think. It's not. It's not. Where is that? Torah. I don't think it's a pasuk.
It's just a.
It is a pasuk.
Definitely a pasuk.
Tehillim.
I don't think it's Tehillim. What did I do? What did I say? What was it? Oh no, he's looking at it.
I would think Bereshis is very stronger than all of them.
Okay.
The mimer.
Okay.
I don't think you could just throw it off.
Well, that's okay. Anyway,
but you need an arm to be a melech.
In Melech Bedo Am.
Yeah, that's good point.
Ah, very good. I like that.
That's a good point.
Okay. Very good. Amar Rav Huna, so how are we going to come? How are we going to come to the fourth Melech? So Rav Huna says, Toshma. Toshma, here, I'll bring you a proof. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is going to count. Malchus, Divrei Rabbi Yossi.
It's not a pasuk.
It's not a pasuk. Malchus, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that doesn't work because it doesn't reference Malchus directly. V'yadata Hayom Hashivosu Levavecha Ki Hashem Hu Elohim Ein Od. Malchus, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's again gonna be good enough for Malchus, even though it doesn't reference directly Malchus. It is a strong enough lashon of Hashem being the all encompassing creator. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus, and the last one is Ata Harei Saladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Milvado. So this pasuk is saying Hashem is the ultimate and only God. Malchus, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda again, Lashitase, he's like Mr. Literal. I would call him Mr. Rabbi Yehuda Stein. That's what I would call him. Okay, very good. Back to Gemaras.
None of these
Gemaras that we're learning tonight are going to be difficult. What?
You see that pasuk Atah Harei Soladas?
Atah, yeah. What?
It says Ki Hashem Hu Elokim.
Ain old Milvado.
It's the same thing as Bereshis.
Yeah, but Ein Od Milvado is saying that he is not just Hashem or the God. There is nothing else that exists beside him.
That's true.
I used to be about tefillah, and I still very much follow the tefillah. The bottom line is, we follow like Rabbi Yossi, our halacha lemaisa. We use the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So we don't only use three; we use four of malchus from the Torah.
We do,
and we follow not like Rabbi Yehuda, obviously.
Not like Rabbi Yehuda.
We obviously don't follow Rabbi Yehuda because we use Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
Yes,
which is
Not like Rabbi Yehuda.
Not like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Correct.
Says even though there's no word of Melech in the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
Correct. Says the Mishnah. Here we get to some good Gemaras over here. This is very interesting stuff. Ha'ayver lifnei ateva, the guy who davens the chazen b'yomtov shel Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, hasheni matkiya, the second guy, meaning the Baal Musaf, blows the shofar. U'b'sha'as ha'halel, and in the times when we say Hallel,
like today,
and the Gemara is going to say, by the fact that the Mishnah says that the times when we say Hallel, it's mashma, that on Rosh Hashanah we don't say Hallel. Ah. The Gemara is going to say, why not? But anyway, the first guy, meaning the Baal Shachris, says Hallel. Now the Gemara is going to say, hi, Mai. Why are we saying, why is to be Tokeya in Nusaf and we're saying Hallel in Mai? Hi, what's going on? So the Gemara says, Maishna Sheni Matkiya. What would be the reason why? What would be the reason why the second guy, meaning the Baal Musaf, would be Tokeya and not the Baal Shachris? I'll tell you why. Mishum Dubrov Hamadras Melech. Because we want to maximize the people hearing the shofar sound, and we know how people like to trickle
something's
in.
Never
Sukkot
changed,
is Zimra.
Right.
Something's never changed.
People, always
people
come
are trickling in. People are always coming in late, even late for Shachris. Shmoneh Esrei, they're coming in late.
Even in the Kabbach Shul, which starts at 9 o'clock. People come to Shul during laning.
I'm not Makabal. They're there at 7 a.m. Okay.
No.
So therefore, we push off the Tokeya until Baal Musaf. But Ihachi, if that's the case, Halal Nami name of Bisheni Misha. Was it Rabbi Yehuda Stein reference? Was that
because
the
we finished with Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay, very good. The rest of the Gemara is not difficult.
It's downstairs, okay.
And it'll be on tape.
For sure downstairs?
Thanks. I don't know if it'll be for sure on tape.
Why not?
I can't guarantee it. I don't know what's going to be. I don't know. What if there's some kind of tsunami?
Who's going
to mention a tsunami?
Free food.
It should be on the website no later than 10:45.
You want to go to Jerusalem? Thank you so much.
Do your thing. We'll do your thing.
I know.
Okay? Yeah.
Know.
Very good.
Who? Great. Sorry about that.
Wow. I'll go look myself. Tell me. Come
sorry
on.
About that. Okay. I didn't want to miss completely tonight.
Okay. Very good. No problem. Okay. Remind me not to invite him to the seal.
We're gonna do
Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. And since you're not here, we're gonna finish the Masech.
And Lamed Aleph too.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. So Halal Nami name of Bishani Mimshum de Ramah Hadrasmel. We should say the same thing. We want Ravam when it comes to Halal. Why don't we push that off to Musaf? And Elamaishna Halal the Barishon, and why might you say we say Halal in Shachris, Mishum de Zriza Makdim Lamitzvah? Because we have a Svara of Zriza Makdimin. So Tkiyanami Navid Barishon Mishum de Zriza Makdim Lamitzvah. We should say the same thing by Shofar, because Tkiya Shofar we should say Zriza Makdimin. So either way you look at it, you got a problem.
That's why some people do it.
Because it's Zriza Makdimin.
For that reason.
For the reason Zriza Makdimin.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Very good. So, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you why when it comes to Tkiya Shofar. Really, 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 Zriza Makdimin wins out. But why is it then that we are pushing it off until... We're pushing it off until Musaf b'shas gzeiras the hamalchus shanu. Because when it came time, when it was the gzeiras hamalchus, and they weren't letting us do mitzvos, so they would camp out. The goyim would camp out in our shuls for shachris, and they would wait, and they would figure, "Oh, these guys are going to blow the shofar." And then they saw that we're not blowing the shofar. They figured, "Oh, very good. So we can leave now because they're not going to do the mitzvah." So we pushed it off to Musaf so that the goyim would get bored, they would leave, and then we could blow the shofar in peace. That is the pashtus of B'shas Gzeiras HaMalchus. Tosfos has a different pshat in B'shas Gzeiras HaMalchus, and he says that they thought when we were blowing the shofar that we were blowing the shofar of war, and therefore they would mamish take it as a sign of war, and it would lead to Shvichas Damim. So they would kill us.
Where is this written?
This is in Tosfos, so don't worry about it. I'm just kind of saying it outside / inside.
Here?
What?
Yeah. Which one?
Yeah, it's that Tosfos over there.
Which one?
Yeah. It's the first wide line in Tosfos. The last wide line in Tosfos. Shadimu ha'oivim shenitasu l'tkoa truas melchama.
Alem laharog.
Yeah, so they thought that we were blowing the shofar of war. Because when you go to war, you blow the chatzotzril. So they figured that they're blowing so therefore it would lead to conflict. Therefore, we pushed it off until Musaf when they weren't even there to hear it.
Very good.
Okay, very good. Now, the Gemara says, as I referenced in the Mishnah, Midik Amar B'Shasa Halal, by the fact that the Mishnah said, during the time of Halal, Mechlal de B'Rosh Hashanah Lecha Halal. That implies that in Rosh Hashanah, there is no Halal. Because it says B'Shasa Halal, which sounds like it doesn't apply in Rosh Hashanah. My time, what's the reason for that? Amar Rabbi Abou, because I got a story for you. Amru Malachi Asheris Efnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Asheris said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanecha B'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Why are Klal Yisrael on the holiest of days not singing Shira to you on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Am Lahem, Ribono Shel Olam says to them, Efshar Melech Yosef Akisei Din V'Sifei Chayim V'Sifei Mesim P'sukul M'fonav. Is it possible that on the days of Din, the Yemei HaDin, where Hashem is, I'm opening up the Sifei Chayim V'Sifei Mesim, and there's a trepidation? Is it possible that they would sing Shira? It's impossible. It doesn't jive.
You're not supposed to be so joyful.
What?
You're not supposed to be so joyful.
Right. You shouldn't be joyful. Be told them Shira. They're gonna be singing Shira. There shouldn't be a party. The city limits. You're not allowed to do that. Machloikis, whether that's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbana. We'll kind of get to it in a second. The in mafakin lazagal. You're not allowed to remove stones from a pile in order to grab the shofar that was buried underneath that pile. Again, machlokes rishonim, whether that's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. If it's d'rabbanan, it's mitam muktza. If it's d'oraisa, it could be mitam binyan vestira, or even charisha. So there's machlokes whether this is a din d'oraisa. We'll see soon in the Gemara again. Lo olin ba'ila, you're not allowed to go on a tree. That's clearly d'rabbanan. V'lo rochun agabe behema, you're not allowed to ride on a behema. V'lo shatan al pnei amayim, you're not allowed to swim. You're not allowed to cut the shofar, whether you're cutting with something which is only drabanan, or you're cutting with something which is d'oraisa. We'll soon see in the Gemara what the kelim they use for that are drabanan, and what kelim they use for that would be d'oraisa. We'll see it. Aval, however, imratza liten l'tocha mayim o yayin, yitain. If you want to improve the shofar's sound by clearing it out with water and wine, you may do so. And the Gemara will say, what is?
What's the reason that you can't do this?
Oh, probably a makabah patish or a tikkun kli. Tikkun kli, which could be a din d'rabbanan. It says the Gemara, you're allowed to use mayim or yayin. The Gemara is going to say, yeah, you can use water and wine, but mashma, you cannot use. We'll see. We'll soon see. Oh, we should not prevent the children from blowing. Rather, what we do is we actually train them
on Shabbos,
even until they learn. A person who blows the shofar when he's preoccupied, or I think as the others reference it, misasek is absent-minded. I don't love that pshat. But anyway, could be. Hamisasek lo yatsa, a person who is either absent-minded or preoccupied. He's mamish, not thinking about...
We still start talking about Shabbos, and we talk about lo yatsa, which is not talking about Shabbos, which is talking about during the week.
During Rosh Hashanah.
No. We're talking about Shabbos. We start talking about Shabbos, right?
Hamisasek ni mayim ha-shilamadu is talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov, yeah.
So then we talk about yatsa, but you don't have to even be yatsa on Shabbos. So what has to be talking about?
No.
That means the person.
The Hamisasek lo yatsa is talking about on a regular Rosh Hashanah.
On Yom Tov. Okay.
Yeah, Yom Tov.
The Hashomei Aminam. He doesn't have concentration. He doesn't have kabbana. His mind is somewhere else.
He doesn't even think about blowing the shofar. The Hashomei Aminam Hamisasek lo yatsa. And if a person hears from somebody who is absent-minded or is preoccupied, you're not going to be yotze either. Now let's see the Gemara. We're going to go until Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, so just fasten your seatbelts. This Gemara is very, very, very straightforward. My time up. What's the reason why we can't do any of these Isurim to get the shofar, to blow shofar? Says the Gemara, very simple. Shofar asehu, v'yomtev aseh v'los aseh. Shofar is a mitzvah aseh, yomtev is a mitzvah los aseh and aseh, v'ein aseh doche los aseh v'aseh, and mitzvah aseh cannot be doche both an aseh and a los aseh. Ah, wait, so it's mashma that even if it's a drabanan, we still apply that principle of lo saseh. It still applies, like a lo saseh drabanan still trumps the mitzvah saseh. Good, it's a good,
what
a good
is a lo
point.
Saseh?
What?
What's a lo saseh?
The lo saseh are these, all these isurim, going over the tchum Shabbos or dismantling
But that's not the shofar. That's things that you might do if you can't have a shofar.
Correct.
If you have a shofar, you know over anything.
What?
Because there is a sheet that says that, who holds it? There's a shimon that says I don't hold the muksa at all.
The shimon doesn't hold the muksa.
The shimon does not hold the muksa.
Yeah,
correct.
So for him you can do it on Shabbos.
Yeah, but tchum Shabbos you can't. Tchum, you can't.
Those things you can't do. But if you had a shofar in the shul on Shabbos, you could blow it.
Okay, very good. Anyway, says the Gemara,
you got to answer those questions.
You got to answer those questions, absolutely. We're not going to answer those questions. Lo olin ba'ilon. Lo olin ba'ilon ve'lo roch ben agavim behema. You're not allowed to go climb a tree. You're not allowed to ride on top of a behema. Hashta, says the Gemara, wait a minute. Hashta derabanan amart lo daraisa mibaya. You just told me a bunch of derabanans that you can't do. Why does the Mishnah then tell us daraisas? Now, there's a big machlokes on how you understand what this line is, because where is the daraisa? Rashi understands that olin be'ilan v'rochin agabe behema, even though those are derabanans, they're gzeros derabanans that are atu a daraisa. You might come to do a daraisa. If you climb a tree, you might snap off a twig. If you ride on top of a behema, you might snap off a branch. So those are derabanans that might lead to daraisa. So the Gemara is asking, if you already told me that a pashat a derabanan, like tchum Shabbos and mefakchin es agal, those are derabanans. If you can't do a derabanan, you certainly can't do a gzeira, which is a derabanan atu a daraisa. That's even more chamor. You certainly can't do that. Why does the Mishnah even have to tell me that? So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Zu ve'ein sarach lemer zu katani. The Gemara often, the Mishnah often uses this structure of we're telling you this and certainly this. That's just the way Taka. That's the way the Mishnah reads Kacha. That's the way it does it. In the next case, we're going to see the very same thing.
Before you fly,
yeah.
Before you fly, can you do the first Rashi in the Gemara?
Which one?
Right there. Hashta the Rabbanan.
Hashta the Rabbanan Amart Lo. Isser Tchumin Upikuach Agal. Deleka Lemigzer Atu Daraisa. They're not Gzeros Daraisa. They're
That's
just
right.
flatter abundance. They're not Gzeros onto Daraisas. Meaning they're not Gzeros that might lead to a Daraisa. They're just Isurim Drabanan. Amart Lo, you said you can't do that. So then certainly a Gzera which is Atu Daraisa, which might lead to a Daraisa, you certainly can't do. That's what the Gemara. That's
a weird shot because really, a lot of times we think that tchum is daraisa.
Yes.
And you said before that chofer could be daraisa, so it's the opposite. Rashi changes the pshat, right?
Yes, Rashi changes the pshat. Very good. And if you look,
there's a reason that makes sense.
Yes. If you look at the Rabbeinu Chanana learns the Gemara straight up that tchum Shabbos is daraisa, mefakin asagal is a daraisa, and the others are drabana. Anyway, that's the Rabbeinu Chanana.
He changes the pshat.
Yeah, he gives his own shot. Yeah. So, again, the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to cut the shofar, whether you're cutting with something which is drabanan or cutting with something which is doraisa. What is the case of a drabanan that you'd be cutting it with? Madla. That would be like a sickle. A sickle is what they use to harvest. If you use a sickle to cut the shofar, that is an abnormal way of cutting a shofar. Therefore, it's a shinoi. Therefore, it's drabanan. And lo saseh would be a case of daraisa. Sakina, that would be a regular knife. A regular knife, a sharp knife that you would use to cut the shofar, that would be a regular cutting tool, and that would be daraisa. Says the Gemara, same question. If you already told me that you can't do a drabanan, you certainly can't do a daraisa. Why do I need it to teach me that you can't do a daraisa if you're going to tell me, if you already told me that you can't do a drabanan? So the Gemara says again, zu ve'in tzarech lamar zu katani. Yeah, the Mishnah uses the same structure, which is I'm telling you din a drabanan, and certainly the daraisa would also be aser. Kacha. That's the way the Mishnah chose to structure itself. Okay. Avalim ratzalitin tocha mayim o yayin yitain. I left you with a cliffhanger, and now you're going to get the end of the cliffhanger. You're allowed to use wine, water and wine. Mayim o yayin in. Meiraglayim lo. You can't use meiraglayim. Right? You can't use meiraglayim. Now, what would be the havamina I would want to use meiraglayim? Oh, I think that meiraglayim, since it's acidic and it's a harder substance, I think it would clean out the shofar better. L'chol.
I would want to blow the shofar.
Another story. Another story. It's a whole other story, but I think that that's
Hence the... Hence meiraglayim.
What?
That's pretty sick, though. That's pretty sick.
I didn't want to hear
He said...
I didn't hear it. No.
I'm about to guess, so I have to know these things.
Okay, you didn't have to know that in order not to do that. Masnis and Mani. Who is the Mishnah go like? Abba Shol. He goes like Abba Shol. The Tanya. Abba Shol Oimer. Mayim o yayin mutar kedei letzachtzichob. You're allowed to use water or wine to clean it out and to clear it up. Meiraglayim aser mipnei hakavod. But you're not allowed to use meiraglayim because it's not covered. It's mias. So therefore, you can't use meiraglayim to clean out the shofar, even if it does a better job cleaning it out. In
Economica.
What?
Economica.
I don't know what that is.
Bleach.
It's for free.
It's a homer.
Bleach.
Why it costs money?
Maybe I would say same thing with a bleach. It's not really covetic to use bleach.
Meiraglayim is cost effective.
A million and one jokes you can get out of that one. Ema akvinas atinokos mletkoha. We're not going to prevent children from blowing. So the Gemara's submission says you're not going to prevent children, but ha nashim, it sounds like nashim ma'akvin. We are going to be ma'akev them. They cannot do it. The hatanya I we have a brisa that says e ma'akvin lois anashim lois atinokos mletkoha b'yomtif. We're not going to prevent nashim and tinokos. So how can you tell me that nashim are prevented? Abaye said lo kasha. It's not a question. Harab Yehuda, Harab Yosi, Rav Shimon. One is goes like Rabbi Yehuda, one goes like Rabbi Yosi, Rav Shimon. The Tanya, because we have a brisa that says, Dabero b'nei Yisrael, there's a pasuk that says, speak to the children of Israel, and they can bring Adam ki yakriv mikem, when you bring a korban. And it says by the korban, Dabero b'nei Yisrael, smicha, it says you should do v'samach yodoa rosh shapar. You should do the smicha. B'nei Yisrael somchin, v'ein b'nos Yisrael somchos. The Rabbi Yehuda. Wow, Rabbi Yehuda says that this is dafka b'nei Yisrael and not b'nos Yisrael, and therefore...
The feminists don't like Rabbi Yehuda.
Feminists do not like Rabbi Yehuda. I will tell Rabbi Stein that you said that. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, nashim somchos rishus. Nashim are allowed to do it. It's a rishus for them to do it. And there is a long tosis over here, which I would... advocate anybody who wants to do this, and this is the Tosus, by the way, that says that by Nashim mitzvah taseh shazman grama, they can still do it. It's a mitzvah to do it. But Rashi, the Gemara seems to say, at least according to Rabbi Yossi, that Nashim absolutely cannot do it. And a fascinating Rashi, even though we're late on time, you got to see this Rashi. Rashi diberamaskel ha Nashim ma'akvin says that we are ma'akev nashim. Rashi says, why are we ma'akev nashim? To peturus legamri. They're totally putter. The mitzvah se shazman gramahu. It's a mitzvah se shazman grama. V'chitaki. And when they do blow, ik bal tosif. It's an isser of bal tosif. Mamish. It sounds like in Rashi, it's an isser d'oraisa. That's mamish. Pile ploim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it'd be an isser d'oraisa for them to blow. Mishum bal tosif.
Now going to the other.
We had a whole sugi about bal tosif. You have to compare it. It's a fascinating comparison. And there's also a Rashi in Erevin that says that it's nira kemosif. So Rashi seems to be sosir himself a little bit. Here he says seems to say it's d'oraisa bal tosif. There he says nira kemosif, which sounds like d'rabbanim.
Rashi,
anyway,
Rashi would not hold this rishus. Rashi would hold this an isser.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's clearly an isser to do it.
Not according to Rabbi Yossi.
According to Rabbi Yossi, he would have to say, right, Rabbi Yossi says it's a rishus, and according to the way Tosis learns over here, that rishuyos, women are allowed to do. It's a mitzvah for women to do it, even though they're not mechuyavos. Okay. Says the Gemara Viter, I just want to finish this Gemara up. Aval misaskin bohen ad sheyilmedu. We not only do not prevent children from doing it, we actually teach them how to do it. Amar Rabbi Elazar, afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, we're going to train them to do it. Tanya nami hachi, we have a brisa to support this. Misaskin bohen ad sheyilmedu afilu b'Shabbos. We train them to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Ve'ein ma'akven es ha-tinokos m'letkoa b'Shabbos. Ve'ein sarach lemer b'yamtif. And we do not prevent tinokos from blowing on Shabbos and certainly on yamtif. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, this brisa makes no sense. Hagufa kasha. The brisa itself, in and of itself, is a question. Because Amart, you said in the reisha, you said in the beginning, misaskin bohen. Ad Sheyilmedu. We actually teach them. We are involved with them. Vafilu b'Shabbos. Alma lecharchila amrinan tiku. So we say to them, we say to the children, lechadchila, they should blow it, because we're training them. Vahadr tana, and then it says at the end of the brisa, ein ma'akvin, that we don't prevent them. Ikuvahu delo ma'akvin, that means that we don't prevent them. Ha lechadchila lo amrinan tiku. That sounds like lechadchila, we don't tell them to blow. So what is it? Do we tell them to blow, or do we not tell them to blow? So the Gemara says, there's a chiluk, lo kasha, kan bekatan sheyegia lechinuch, kan bekatan shelo yegia lechinuch. In the ratio, when we say you should be misasek with them, you should help them do it, that's when they're higiyah lechinuch, and it really becomes important for them to learn to blow the shofar. When they're not higiyah lechinuch, and they can't learn it anyway, then we say, you know what? Let them do it. Don't prevent them from doing it, but hands off. Don't be misasek with them. Okay? The Mishnah ended by saying, v'hamisasek lo yatsa, a person who blows the shofar absent-mindedly or in a preoccupied state, so he's just picking up the shofar, he's not thinking bechlal, he's thinking Ricky Henderson, and he's just picking up the shofar and blowing, hatokei alashir yatsa. So the Mishnah says, if he's absent-minded, he's not yotze. That sounds like if he blows the shofar, but not for the purpose of the shofar, but rather for the song, for the tune, for the niggin, yatsa, then he would be yotze. Lema misayeli l'rava. This is that it's a poor for Rava. If you remember, Rava said, mitzvah ain't zrichas kavana. This is a perfect raya. Da'am Rava hatokei alashir yatsa. He says, you're allowed to do that, because mitzvah ain't zrichas kavana. Beautiful raya. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe the Baal Mishnah was not precise, and Dilma tokei alashir nami misase karili. Maybe the Baal Mishnah would say that tokei alashir is the same thing as misasek, and therefore, even according to the Mishnah that says misasek, he means also tokei alashir, same thing would also be not yotzei.
Maybe, you never know.
Maybe. Dilma. It's a Dilma.
So no definite proof to Rava.
The hashomea mina misasek lo yatsa. What?
How much longer are you doing?
I'm going three more lines. Can you handle three more lines? I just want to get to the Mishnah.
Oh, okay, no problem.
I know. You know,
now that you're doing daf yomi, you're doing a daf and a half yomi.
We're doing a daf and change yomi. A person who hears from a person who blows absentmindedly is also not yotze. Aval says the Gemara, but hashomea min hamashmia la'atzmo yotza. It sounds like it's saying if the person is blowing for the purpose of himself, he only has himself in mind, and somebody else is listening, it sounds like that would be yotze. Because our Mishnah says only when you hear it from somebody who is completely absent-minded are you not yotze. Sounds like if you hear from somebody who is not absent-minded, he's just having himself in mind, it sounds like you are yotze.
He's absent-minded for everybody else.
Absent-minded by definition means that you are absent of mind.
What do you mean?
Meaning,
somebody thinks that he's drunk?
He's in his own house. Let's say he's in his own house and he's doing it just for himself. He doesn't think anyone's around. There's a guy eavesdropping from outside, and right, that's the case of what we're talking about. He's only blowing it for himself.
He's only blowing it for himself.
He doesn't want to have anyone else in mind.
Correct.
And the guy is outside his house and he's eavesdropping.
But he wants to know what does it mean absent-minded. Absent-minded means you're thinking about Ricky Henderson, you pick up a shofar and you're blowing.
That's the previous case. Now we're talking about a different case.
No, but I'm saying it's how shomei amin amisasek. The misasek would be somebody who's blowing because of Ricky Henderson, right? So
I heard Henderson blew a mean shofar at all.
Yeah, he blew a mean shofar. So the Mishnah's mashma that anybody who's blowing not absent-mindedly, i.e., if he were blowing for himself to be yotze himself, then shameya from that guy would be yotze. Yeah. That would be a question on Reb Zeira. If you remember Reb Zeira, this is a good chazara. Because you remember Reb Zeira said to his shamis, ichavin v'takali. I want you to have kavana to blow for me. Then you're yotze. But it's not yotze according to Reb Zeira if the guy is blowing only for himself. So what's the pshat? So it sounds like there's a question on Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira's got to answer this. So the Gemara says no. Dilma, maybe you can say like this. Really, the Tana of our Mishnah would agree with Reb Zeira. He would agree and say that even in a case where you have yourself in mind and nobody else in mind, that is also no good. But Idi the Tana Resha misasek Tana Sefanami misasek. The Baal Mishnah didn't mean, the Tana of the Mishnah didn't mean Dafka misasek. He was just saying because the Resha said misasek, he was
continuity.
To be consistent, he said misasek. But he didn't really mean misasek. He meant even somebody who doesn't have somebody else in mind. That would also not be yotzei.
Dilma, not definitely.
That was, I'm telling you, that was a tour de force. And that is something that the Daf Yomi does every day. Okay, that was a 50. That was a 50.